This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to CropMetcalf.com. Join their team today. Nick Dowd will join us in just about 20 minutes. From the Washington Capitals. They'll be taking on the Blues tonight at Capital One Arena. Before that, we wanted to do a Commanders bit. A Commanders yes, no men bit with Pete Prisco's list of the top 100 free agents available. Now, we obviously don't have time to do all 100. So we will go 10 to 1, and we'll go around the room and try to figure out who we want, who we don't want to be signed by Adam Peters and company as free agents for said Washington Commanders.
So we went through Washington's free agents yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And EB basically wants to bring them all back.
No.
Out of 28, it was...
Maybe 20.
Just to let you know...
Maybe 18.
The Commanders on this list that are outside of the top 10, Bobby Wagner comes in at 35 on this CBSSports.com list. A former Commander, Chase Young, comes in at 45.
Now these are ranking the free agents?
Yes. Correct. Prisco's top 100.
Okay.
And at number 50, he has De'Ami Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay, so those guys are outside of the top 10.
That's pretty high.
Yeah. All right, so we're just going to go rapid fire around the room. At number 50. 10 on this list, Philadelphia Eagles linebacker Zach Bond.
I'm in.
Yeah, I would like him.
I'm in on all that.
I'd say yes. He's a young kind of ascending player, and they need linebacker help. You need to get younger at linebacker.
I mean, you'd rather have Bond than Wagner.
I would think.
Yeah. I mean, I would do it so long as you're not bringing back Wagner. I saw reports that Pete Carroll might be interested in Bobby Wagner.
I mean, Pete Carroll just mentioned Bobby Wagner's free agent when he's at the podium. Out of the blue. All right. So at number 10, Javon Holland, strong safety from the Miami Dolphins.
I don't know. Where does he rank? I don't know what type of player
he is. Number 9 on Prisco's list. Here's what I would say. If these are indeed the top 10 free agents, we theoretically should say yes for every one of them because we know that they were talent deficient.
As far as the blurb on Holland, he's 24. He said he's still a valuable back-end player. He's a good run player, but his coverage suffered some last season.
Okay.
So if you lose Chin, you're going to need
a
safety.
I'd like either one of those two. I'd take one of those two, Chin or this guy. Sure.
At number 8.
I'd like a 24-year-old.
I bet you would.
Not named Javon.
DJ Reed, corner for the New York Jets.
That's where I would really put some money in.
DJ Reed. Now,
but you just that said, I'm going to take it back.
Can
because
I give him
you
maybe?
Got if you heard, just heard Adam Peters say Marshawn Lattimore.
Right.
Like I'm fine with. I know a lot of people want to move Sandstrill to a slot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with him on the outside. Like, the guy was up there with pass breakups and everything. So. Not investing a lot of money in DJ Reed.
I don't know if I want corner to be the new defensive tackle spot for the Commanders where they're pouring a bunch of money into Lattimore and DJ Reed. I feel like with Sandra still and maybe somebody you draft.
Where's he ranked? Where's DJ Reed?
He's number 8 on this list.
Says he's there's some league personnel who think he might be overrated, but he's a good player who will get great player money.
I'm with the Cakes. You can't put too much money in the position.
I'm gonna pass.
You already have given a big money to Marshawn Lattimore.
He sucks.
I'm going to say thanks, but no thanks. I'm going to let somebody else sign him.
I don't know enough.
All right, but if Lattimore's not what you thought, you've got DJ Reed.
That's where I'm going to rely on Peters to find the next
corner. Your nickel.
In the draft. Coming in at number seven, I'm guessing this is going to be a no because of the position he plays. It seems to be solidified here. Drew Dahlman comes in at number seven. He's a center for the Atlanta Falcons. He's young. He's 26 years old.
Don't need him.
He was limited because of an ankle injury last year, but apparently the top free agent center on the market.
Yeah, he got
Biotic. They went out and spent money on Biotic.
So that's a no.
Yeah.
All right, this guy intrigues me. Milton Williams. He's at number six from the Eagles. Defensive end. He's 26 years old. He had 5 sacks during the regular season, but he had a monster playoffs and Super Bowl.
Yes.
You need help along the defensive line.
I don't want to pay him great player money, but yes.
He's a defensive end.
Sacks. He's listed as a defensive end, but I think he can play both.
I just like that you're taken from the Eagles.
Right.
I really like
that. I don't know if I love that. I would say no because I mean you got 10 plus sacks from Dante Fowler.
What if Fowler doesn't resign?
Well, I'm going to go prioritize. I'm going to say no because I'm going to prioritize Fowler over him.
With more playing time or whatever.
Maybe.
I'm going to say yes on Milton Williams.
I'm yes on all the Eagles free agents.
Prisco's last sentence on him. He's 26 and ready to make big money.
Why, wouldn't you want a 26-year-old over a 31-year-old?
Yes.
See, I see him listed as defensive tackle more so than defensive end. But
interchangeable.
So. All right, coming up next, we have back-to-back offensive linemen. At number five, get that Stanley, Ronnie Stanley from the Ravens. Now, he's 31 years old, so age and injury could be a factor.
How many games has he played?
He plays left tackle.
Has he played a lot or has he been hurt?
I'd have to pull up his game.
He played the entire season, 24.
He played the entire season last season, and then before that he had a couple nagging injuries throughout his career.
So it was kind of unusual that he played a full season.
Mm-hmm. 2020, he played 6 games. 2021, he played 1 game.
Ooh.
2022, 11. 2023, 13. Then this year, 17.
Yeah, so it's unusual. First time he ever played a full season.
I'm going to say no. He's a little bit long in the tooth, and I think his price tag is going to be high.
I'd rather have the guy who's next.
At number four, now this guy's 5 years younger, Trey Smith, guard for the Kansas City Chiefs.
What's his deal?
26.
You just like 26.
Well, I mean, I'd rather have a 26-year-old than a 31-year-old.
Yeah.
Good in the run.
Although
they play different positions.
His ding on him, according to Prisco, didn't have a great Super Bowl. Like, he didn't really flash in the Super Bowl on the biggest stage, but none of the Chiefs had a good Super Bowl. They got manhandled by the Eagles in that game.
Now, he's played pretty much every game of his career. 17-16, 17-17.
Right.
So I would be interested in him.
All right, here are your top three. I know EB is going to be a yes on this guy. Josh Sweat, linebacker. Yeah.
I want all Eagles. Those guys. I want all those Eagles.
Led the Eagles in sacks during the regular season with 8. Didn't get any in the playoffs, then had 2.5 in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but say you can only afford one of those guys. So you said yes to a couple of them. Is he top of your list?
Maybe.
Sweat?
Maybe then Bond. Then the other guy, which I don't think you've mentioned yet.
Sweat, yeah. He's number three.
Sweat
on
comes
list.
In at number three. No, on
I think
list.
He's mentioned all the Eagles now.
You did? Yeah. You mentioned
Bond
the Williams side? I thought
Williams.
Yeah.
Williams is number 6 on this list.
Okay.
All right. Now you're into the big boys. Number 2, T. Higgins.
I don't know. They keep saying that we're still like high up there on the potential landing spots for him. I just don't see him.
I think the price is going to be way too exorbitant. Especially if they franchise tag him again, you have to trade for him, surrender picks, give him big money.
Right, but what if he isn't?
Prisco's right up. At 26, T. Higgins is in the prime of his career. He's been the number 2 receiver in Cincinnati, but now has his chance to show he's a true number 1. He's big and coming off a season with 10 touchdowns in 12 games. His market will be robust.
Yeah. Are you a yes on Higgins? I think I'm a no.
I like Higgins.
How old is
he? I'm a yes on he's 26. I mean, a yes on Higgins if the price is right.
Jaden can throw to McLaurin and Higgins?
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Now, you got to give him $30 million a year.
This is not free agent related. It's draft related, but it made my pants move a little bit when I saw it. Mm. You saw the Commanders.
Did you have hot sauce in your pants? No.
I did not. I know better than to eat Taco Bell while I'm attempting to drive. Commanders have requested a meeting with Ashton Jeanty.
He ain't going to be
there.
He's
not dropping that far.
I can't hit the ding button.
That's the little
shrimpy. He's not going to be 29.
Stubby running back.
He won't be there at 29, but I'm telling you.
If you trade up to get him.
You could trade up.
Sure.
If he starts slipping down the board, if people pass on
him. I just want the record to show you're advocating trading up for a running back, a position which you have personally pooped on for a decade.
I have pooped on it. I will not dispute that. But he is not your typical old school plotter, two downs, then comes out running back. He's like Christian McCaffrey. He's like Jahmyr Gibbs. That kind of running back I'm into.
The tide is turning. There's talk that there could be three running backs drafted in the first round.
Right.
No, for sure there's a resurgence. I get it.
If you're a running back that does everything, I'm into you. If you just carry the ball for 3.5 yards, like certain running backs that were guests on this show, not that interested in you.
I personally would not trade up for him.
I wonder who that was.
I personally would not trade up for him.
I'd rather have...
If I were Peters and he's available at 20 to 22, I would trade
up. I'd rather Trevion Henderson slip and take him.
Okay, that could be the scenario too. All right, so T. Higgins is number two, and nobody's going to be interested in the number one guy in this list.
No.
Sam Darnold comes in at number one.
No.
Prisco thinks he's going to command a deal near $40 million
per
season.
Does he have Mariota in his top 100? No.
I'd have to go down probably close to 100 to find Mariota, but I didn't go that far
on
the list.
We were being sort of led to believe that there were going to be other suitors.
Jameis Winston comes in at 88.
I would rather have Mariota than Jameis, I would think.
I don't see Mariota unless he's ahead of Jameis.
Although I would advocate to sign Jameis if they wanted to.
I mean, he's got Russell Wilson.
Just for entertainment purposes.
Oh, my gosh. You realize
he's the funniest guy in the league.
You realize how great it would be.
And he's actually, now he'll throw picks. Yeah, but yeah.
He throws touchdowns. He can be prolific.
He throws the ball downfield.
Oh, he's got
that dude
big
takes
arm.
Shots.
Hey, if we lose Mariota, can we sign Jameis?
No, I don't want that because I want Jameis to play. And we don't want him to play here.
Right. Yeah, I don't want him to play.
You
want to
see him on the field, give him pregame speeches.
I don't think he needs to play to do the pregame speeches.
Yeah, but when he's talking to reporters, you know, on the sideline, we need Jameis to play.
All right.
Somewhere.
No, he's not in the top 100.
If I'm Joe Shane, I'm the Giants GM and I miss out on Matt Stafford, I'd call Jameis Winston as a bridge quarterback.
Is he
for a year or two?
Is Jameis though ultimately better than Daniel Jones?
No.
I think he is.
Throws too many picks.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think he's way better than
Way
Daniel
more entertaining,
Jones.
But I don't know if
and
he's better.
I liked Jones because he could actually run a little bit, but he just a horrible decision maker. Now, Jameis can be a bad
decision maker
too, but go look at some of his game logs with the Browns. Like, that dude is putting up numbers.
Well, he throws it, but you ain't winning games with Jameis.
Look at Daniel Jones' numbers against us.
Well, you always go back to that.
He was Superman against the Commanders.
Destroy us.
He stunk against everybody else.
All right, you want to go real quick to John? Let's go to John. Hey, buddy. John in Richmond.
Hey, John.
Boys, you're doing a great job. Keep it up.
Thank you.
So I'm not even a Commanders fan anymore. Dan Snyder pushed me off of that. But I heard you talking the other day about this guy. I hate him. I had the Chargers over 11.5, so I watched with intent the whole season for this pump of a Joey Bosa. Do not sign this guy. He's probably going to get cut. He's horrible. All he does is run around and jump on the pile. Please. I don't even care about the Commanders, but I can't watch this guy.
So it's cautionary tale. Stay away from Joey Bosa is what you're saying.
Correct. Correct. Like you remember those guys in like, you know, high school football? They the pile happens. Here comes this guy diving on the top. Oh, great tackle. He sucks. I hate him.
We had that guy here.
That was cool.
We had that guy in the early 2000s. His name was Bruce Smith. He jumped on every
I haven't
pile.
Heard Joey Bosa's name attached to the Commanders.
No, but I know they're probably gonna cut him because of salary cap. And I think they're looking for defensive linemen. He's got that big name, so hopefully Adam Peters doesn't fall in the Dan Snyder trap, you know, try to go for the big name. And
beyond that. That dude Peters is way beyond just going for big names.
Please.
Yeah, he's not going to do
that. He's actually good at his job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unlike some of the other clowns that have come through the personnel offices here over the years.
Right.
So far. First year, home run.
Now, if Marshawn Lattimore sucks this upcoming year, That's going to be the first big red X on Adam Peters.
Do you honestly think that Marshawn Lattimore, at this stage of his career, after what you saw last year towards the end of the year, is going to revert back to shutdown corner?
I have a lot of questions.
Yeah, I don't think that. That's crazy.
He could be better. I'm not saying it could be a shutdown. He could be better than he was. Yeah. If he's not, then it's a whiff.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Here's what I think. I think Malik Nabers and CeeDee Lamb and AJ Brown, I don't think they're afraid of Marshawn Lattimore.
Yeah, I don't think.
I don't think that those guys.
You're probably
give
right.
One F
or
about
Mike Evans.
Mike Evans not afraid of.
None of those guys. They're not afraid of Marshawn Lattimore. They may have been at one point. I don't know if they are presently.
What's the combine schedule like? Are they really starting to get after it today? Like, are we going to get to see
positions
like,
that are going?
No, I think it's Friday when it really ramps up.
Well, like, I even mean like the weightlifting and the like the vertical and all that stuff. Maybe the less glamorous stuff.
Look it up for you.
Workouts start Thursday.
Today's Thursday.
Defensive linemen and linebackers,
ooh.
3 o'clock.
Ooh.
Tomorrow, DBs, tight ends, 3 o'clock.
So that's when you actually see them on the field running drills.
Saturday, quarterbacks, receivers, RBs, 1 o'clock. Sunday, O-linemen, you don't really care
about. So are we going to see them like run 40 today or no?
I would assume.
They all do it by position group,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure. All right. You're going to see some big fatties running like 4.9s.
Amazing.
You're going to be blown away by it.
Amazing.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk some Washington Capitals hockey with Nick Dowd. From the Caps, he'll join us next here on The Fan.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.